Blog Talk Radio.
Zach, we've been knowing each other for a while. I'm into you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know? Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you even... Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. Kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do for you.
You're putting me in an awkward situation. tiptoed round my door. Was not looking for you. Busy finding who I am. Just 1 year ago, you couldn't have told me that this was a part of my plan.
Against us since forever. It can really work if we work together. But what happens when one wants too much? Do we let it go? Or do we give it another try? Or finally find a good and a goodbye? Maybe right one but wrong time. But it's cool either way it goes. We're never in control because we try to decide in our minds who's right.
Only know.
We like to tell ourselves little lies to get by.
Only know.
Don't even know if whether things will ever get better or not. You try so why not move on with your life? Don't make no sense wasting your time. But it gets better. Try to ride out the storm and weather the weather. Why settle for less than you want? You can't ignore. You need more than smoke and mirrors. You'll get what you deserve. When you know just how much you're worth. Nothing less than someone who will put you first. Either way it goes, cause you're never in control. Because we try to decide in our minds who's right. We like to tell wasting your time in heaven. Only know,
sometimes it hurts.
Thinking life is over,
but it could be worse.
Put me up to the stars
in the universe.
In the meantime, don't be sitting around feeling sorry for yourself.
You can let it go.
Right now might be the right time to love somebody else.
Heaven only knows.
Heaven only knows.
Don't make no sense, baby. You know, normally I usually play my traditional song, but tonight I'm gonna go to the elements known as Earth, Wind, and Fire. I could describe what's about to happen on this fly speak. Despite all the things that might have occurred early, we got it done. Here. Welcome to the Earth, Wind, and Fire element of our features this evening. I'm excited. Like, I'm excited. Every fly speak is different. All right? Every fly speak has its own flavor, has its own universe. You know, it's like a galaxy. But this fly speak right here, oh, I'm excited. And it's almost like, you know, when something's going to be really incredible, that's going to happen. So, welcome to Fly Speak. And this is actually not 16, this is actually 17. I messed that up because I was thinking about the other thing because I skipped over that for some strange reason. But let me put you this way. Fly Speak continues to bring the dopest, the freshest, the most amazing, and incredible poets to the 50 Radio Universe, introducing our universe to you and them to us. And it's awesome and incredible. I'm excited. I dropped my laptop earlier, but I got reasons for that. I got reasons for it. Damn, dropped my laptop. But it still works, so we're golden. Let me just tell you exactly what's about to happen, right? I'm just going to bring the people in here. And if you like the music and the groove, I curate things for music, so holler at me. That's what I do. I got to actually surprise two of my very, very good friends that are like family to me. They get married. I'm curating all the music for their wedding. I'm geeked. It's good stuff. Week of my birthday. I have some good food earlier. Prevented the tragedy from happening. It's the Earth, Wind, and Fire, this whole thing. The universe is speaking. Enough of me talking. I land my plane. Let me just get people in here so we can do it. Now, here at Philosophy Eve, everybody's mic open as long as you have a quiet background. The minute your background is not quiet, I'll mute you. If it continues or you do something strange, convoluted, I'll put you in the groove. That's the green room. You don't get to hear nobody. but here, we listen to each other. We applaud each other. We celebrate each other. We listen to each other. We applaud each other. We celebrate each other. And we flaunt that new style of speak. All right? So let's get started. So I'm going to bring one of my first people in here. Actually, I'm going to bring both of them at the same time before I open everybody else's mic up. All right? Let me just change up real quick. Go to the instrumental that we all know and love. All right. So, Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
You can hear me clearly, right? Crystal clear?
I can hear you clearly, yes.
All right, that's good. I'm not too low level.
Nope, you're perfect.
All right, T-Lo, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly. Oh, it's
so far. Thank you.
All right. So, Kay Sopa, Kiana Monet will be joining us shortly. She's gonna call in. You know what it is. You gotta settle your house sometimes before you get ready. So, she'll be here shortly. But here are two of my features that are quite incredible people. So, let me just start with T-Lo. Shalita Farmer, poetically known as T-Lo, the love of words, is an emerging DMV artist and poet. T Tilo's poetic performance and unique heartfelt subject matter is immersive and reminiscent of one's own life experience. The relatedness and transparency of her poetry is captivating and resonates with audience on a soul level. Tilo's ability to poetically recite what most feel but can't quite express is healing and is the foundation of what sets her apart artistically. Tilo has graced poetry stages in D.C., Maryland, Baltimore, and Philadelphia, and has been featured at Mackie Solo Encore, Orville the Poet's Poetry and Pancakes, Nerd the Poet's Production King and I Like Podcast, and Bus Boys and Poets, and Fly Speak Podcast. I just had to add that in there. All right. Tilo also partnered with 1111 Studios to curate and promote local artistry and poetic talent virtually during the 2021 pandemic. All right. So that's Tilo. So, matter of fact, hold on. Let me open up this mic so we'll run the cast. We'll talk to everybody who's on here. So I'm just opening up so everybody can celebrate and talk at the same time while we're doing it. All right. All right. I'm going to come back to 407 because I don't know who that is, but we're going to open your mic anyway. All right. So that's Tilo. Good people, please give a round of applause. You know, unmute your mic, clap your hands, stomp your feet, snap your fingers.
Yes and yes.
Woo, woo.
Hey.
All right. So we're going to go to Steph Marie. Steph Marie is a 41-year-old author, poet, event host, and public speaker. She's most known for her poems, Grown Woman Panties, Clout Friendly, and You're Gonna Get All This Gut. She unapologetically advocates for black women empowerment and mental health. Steph Marie has been writing and performing poetry for over 20 years, but recently started hitting the D.C. open mic scene at the end of 2021, has been blazing the DMV scene ever since. Steph Marie is a newly published author of two new books, and as of April 8th, her book, Not Freely Given, promotes self-care, healing, woman empowerment through poetry, and her newest book, A Sound Mind, is a book that promotes mental health through her mental health testimony, along with affirmations, anxiety, coping skills, and poetry. Overall, her passion is to help others by spreading the message of love, empowerment, and hope. All right, can we give a round of applause? Can we give a round of applause?
Woo-woo!
Good people.
Yeah.
That's right there.
All right. Now I'm assuming that K Sofa is not here. Area code 407, who master speaking? Okay, that person dropped. Okay. Not a problem. Oh. I guess that was actually them. Hold on for a second. Let me see if we can get her back. Okay. Okay, that's what happened. I'm going to have to call them in. All right. So, in the meantime, Okay, they're back. They're back in. All right. K-Sopa, Kiana, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I hear you now.
All right, that's good. All right, now we're good. All right, so hold on. Let me go over to telling people who you are real quick, fast, in a hurry. As we're here, hold on, let me pull this up real quick. This thing is giving me a little bit of a whole thing. Wait, are you going in and out? Are you getting choppy? Is that you?
No, I can hear you now. At first I just heard wind while you were speaking, but I can hear you now.
Okay. All right, no, that's good. right, because it's giving me a hard time getting into this thing that I was looking at. So, but never mind. I'll just read it from here, which is easy. So, all right, hold on. So, besides having an organic skincare line that gets your skin right, gets you tight, makes you feel good, K-Sopa is the reset queen, the honey drip reader, a professional mic clapper, the velvet voice, the black Siri, the ice cream connoisseur, K-Sopa, the multilingualist. And she says, let it happen organically. If I like what you're saying, I'll consider following you. If you want to drop, if you need a voicemail done, if you need that voice to grace you, go see her. She got what you need. Make sure you pay what you weigh so you can stay there. All right. Let's give a round of applause for K-Sopa.
Yeah.
All right. All right, because we got people coming in, dropping, coming in, dropping. Okay, this is Gina. Gina's back. All right. Now, all right, let me make sure I got everybody. Everybody's good. I can hear everybody. All right, so in the background, we got Angel Kim. Say what's up, Angel Kim.
Oh, hey, hey.
Hey, boo.
Oh, all right, hey. We got Lisa. What's happening? We got Lisa Lips.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hey.
We got LaPearl
hey.
The
Negro. What's up, good people? Beautiful spirits. How y'all doing
happy.
Tonight?
We got Gina Storm.
I'm back in the building. I'm here. I'm here.
All right. We got Vivid the Poet.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay, hey, hey, hey.
We hear you. All right, we got Zwina, and we're waiting on more people to come, but we can't wait because we got to go. It's 9:30. Let's go. So, ladies, I am overexcited at having you at the prospect of having you on this podcast. So I want to begin with a question. When reading your poetry, when was the first time that you knew after you read that your poetry made a difference? What was the first time that you read that you knew that your poetry made a difference?
Well, particularly for me, I was in D.C. I was at a poetry show, and I spit a poem about how your man should be the man that tells you that you're beautiful first. And after the show, I had a woman come up to me, and she told me that it really resonated with her and her husband. And then I saw them a couple of more times, and now her husband tells her that she's beautiful every morning. So that's my story on that.
All right, Steph Marie, how about you?
I would say so my first experience was when I first started and I did my poem, Potential. The poem came to me, I believe God wrote the poem in my heart because literally, like, I wrote it and I had to read it back to see what I wrote. And then I performed it the same day at church without having to read. And it just flowed. And I could just feel it. But the first time I would say I truly, like, experienced it when someone was crying from what I said, I would say it was last year when I did my poem, Not Freely Given, and I had a lady come up to me and cry after Busboys and Poets and tell me that she really went through something and my poem helped her. You know, to help her get through what she was going through. And that was the first time I actually really experienced it happen. I knew it, but to see someone actually come up to me and say, this poem helped me get through something is when I actually experienced it fully last year at open mic.
Okay. Kiana, I know that you're not a poet, but I know that you've read poems for people. And so I'm going to ask you very specifically, how did it feel to translate an erotic poem in French and the response that you got from that?
Well, for me, when I did that, it was new. It was a very new experience. I like being able to read other people's poems for them. Like, let's say the person isn't really able to articulate the poem the way they want to articulate it. For me, it feels very helpful. Like, I'm, you know, helping them out by being able to articulate their poem the way that they want to express it but can't themselves.
Mm.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, let's go to expression. What is the value of your pen? Like, what is that? What is the value to it? And you can assign any value that you choose. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetary, but what is the value of your pen? And I'm going to start with you, Steph Marie.
Thank you. I don't know if I understand what you mean, but what value does it bring to others, or...
No, your own. What value do you assign to it? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. What value do you assign to it? It doesn't necessarily. It's whatever you find value. Like, for example, right? If I was to ask a question, I say the value of my pen or my writing. Is my personal fulfillment of me being able to express myself. That's the reason why it's like an expression question. Me being able to express the things that I need to say or things that I wanted to get out or being able to examine my memory through poetry.
Okay. So for me, it's to be able to share like my victories, to provide hope to others, that my words may be a form of healing to uplift someone out of a dark place. So to use my pain that others may gain, I guess that's the best way for me to explain it. You know, whether it's to empower women through some of my pieces, whether it's to make them laugh, but it's always for the purpose of providing some form of hope or healing.
Beautiful. I'm going to come to you, Tilo. What is the value of your pen?
Well, for me, pretty simple for me. I just want to make you feel something. You know, I heal through my poetry, so my poetry is for my healing. I just want you to heal with me. And the way I break things down and the way I express my pain and my experience, I do it in a way that really resonates with people that listen. So, yeah, that's my answer for that. Thanks for asking me. I like that.
All right. So, Hey, Sopa, I know that you proclaim you're not a poet, but there's this value in expression. And so what is the value of your expression when you read?
Well, for me, as I said a few moments ago, it's the same. It's just being able to help people who, you know, they have the ideas in their mind, but they can't really express it and articulate it the way that they want to. So, you know, when they seek me to help them, that's what I find joy in doing. For me, it's just a matter of helping people to release whatever they have in them, but they can't particularly get it out for whatever reason.
Okay. So I'm coming back to you because I'm interested in you have a skincare line that you operate with, right? And you do things and you take amazing pictures. So I really need you to tell me a little bit more about your skincare line and all the things that it does.
Okay, not a problem. So, yes, I have a natural and organic skin and hair care line. All products are made by me and me only for the time being until I expand a little more. I have a variety of soaps that I offer. I have soaps for people who have eczema and psoriasis. Soaps for people who suffer from allergies that need a good decongestant. I have a soap and a body scrub for that. I have body butters that have, well, some of them have 24-karat gold in them. And for people who don't know, 24-karat gold is actually great for helping with collagen production. And it also helps, it's anti-aging, so it helps keep the skin looking young and supple and dewy. So that's one of the couple of the benefits of 24-karat gold and why I use it in my products. I offer also soap that has like a minty kind of tingly feeling. It helps, you know, not to take it too far left, but I do have a soap called the Bear Hug Soap. And ladies, you'll benefit from that because it helps to, how do I say this the PG way? It helps to tighten things up. We'll say it like that. So, yes, I do offer a variety of products. I have shampoo bars. I have conditioner bars, face oils, face creams for blemishes, all kinds of different things. So if you are interested, please do not hesitate to check me out. My website is Innocence, I-N-N-A-S-C-E-N-T-S, organics.com.
I know that.
Absolutely. And if you check out the event page, I posted her pictures. She's not wearing any makeup, and her hair is her own. So if you need an example to see how it works, you should go check out the picture. And where can they find you on IG?
On Instagram, you can find me at Excuse My French, but French is spelled with a PH.
Cool. All right, so I want to come back to you, Tilo. All right, I've seen you in several instances spit a poem and shut a room down from your deep introspection and the way that you move, you know, particular phrases that move people to emotion. And you like it. You just said you like to make people feel things and being able to do things like that. What is the biggest stage that you would like to see your poetry performed at?
I want to be in a movie. I want to be a
what
poet
kind of movie?
In a movie. I want to be like someone who is struggling. Like, I want to be an actress. So I want to be like someone who's struggling, and like late at night, you know, she goes to like open mics and stuff like that. And, you know, someone sees her and, you know, wants her essence, wants her vibe in another form, and just catapults me into stardom. I don't know. I'm a dreamer, right? But that's what stage I want to be on. I want to be a poetic actress in a movie and hit you with one of my poems, like some type of Love Jones type thing. Yeah, that would be great for me. What you think about that?
That'd
is that
be great.
Something? Right?
Nah,
wouldn't
you
that be
could
crazy?
Definitely do that.
I would die.
It would be crazy.
I would die.
There's nothing crazy about it. I'm gonna put that in the parking lot. I will come back because I want to go to Steph Marie Cole to ask her in particular. All right, as a person who's just started putting their books out and doing everything to bring attention to your books and everything else, how does it feel making the transition from being a poet, spoken word artist, poetess, into an author? How does that affect you?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing because, you know, it's always something that I knew I could do. And I even wrote a book 20 years ago, a long time ago, but never actually got it published. But, you know, just something for, like, my church for people to read, but not officially published. So it's like a form of accomplishment and fulfillment. To say, look, I did this. And there's a few old poems in it, but a lot of those poems were pretty new. recently written, I would say, within the last 6 months. A lot of those poems are new. And I'm thankful to be around other creatives for clubhouses and clubs like Love and Lyrics, and different places on Clubhouse that really pushed me into writing more. You know, I don't know if you've ever really, just as a poet, we have so many pieces of work that we've done and lost over the years. And I don't know if you ever lost like a powerful piece that you've done, and it feels like
someone, absolutely,
it feels like someone ripping a part of you throwing it away. I know that's kind of dramatic, but almost like an abortion in a sense, because it feels like a part of you is gone. But this thing about creativity is that you can keep on creating. And I have a lot of poems that I've just was lazy, never really saved, never really took too seriously, and they were pretty good. So in a sense, it's like I'm starting over, like literally. I still have a lot of poems that are, you know, maybe like 3, 4, 5 years old, but nothing from when I really started writing. I have some memorized, but not too many. So it's almost like starting over. And I feel good about it because now I can share it with others and I can hear reviews and I hear people say, oh my God, I love this poem, or this poem is talking to me. And it's something that I feel good that someone could just take home and read and just marinate on the words. Versus just me spitting it and they hearing it and it's gone, they can actually take it and let it soak into them. So I love it.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, ladies, it's that time. It's time for our first round of poetry that we can go with. And we're going to go. Kiana, my question to you is, do you have a poem or do you need a poem? You know, because we can also do that for you as well. Do you have anything you'd like to read in particular? Kiana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry,
well,
that was a question.
I said, do you need a poem or do you have a poem? Anything you are prepared to read? All right.
No, I don't have any poetry at the moment.
It's completely cool. And I will definitely back channel you something. And so we can hear that rich voice. Please understand that the voice is a very real thing. That's a super real thing. Like, you if you had grits and gravy, that's what it would be. It's smooth and tasty. It's great. So we're going to work on that. But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to start with T-Lo, and we're going to have you read your first piece. And I'm going to mute this music, mute this mic, and then the mic is yours.
All right. And this is open to any type of poetry, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Eat my pussy. As I read, I want to feed my mind while feeding you pussy simultaneously. Hum on my clitoris in your deepest, richest baritone. I want to feel the sweet bass of your Adam's apple in my rectum. Insert your strongest finger for me. Medium on pressure. I lose myself in a trance of the combination. I want to read to you. Rewrite paragraphs of sounds of my pleasure, impromptu moans of your name between sentences, pronounce every syllable through clenched teeth. Wind my waist on your mouth to the rhythm of erotic poetry, make love to your tongue as it slowly flucks me. Look up. I want you to see the unrestrained pleasure you cause. Hey, because I want to read to you. As you talk to my pussy, as you kiss her surrounding skin, I want you to whisper to her and I want you to tell her she looks and tastes beautiful. Raise your voice and demand I tell you to whom she belongs to. Flick your tongue rapidly until I answer you. And once I answer you, make me say it louder. I want to read to you. Go out grinding your wet mouth, using the back of your head, grinding it until I release all over it. Scoop me into your mouth like watermelons with the seeds. Lick me clean, then pause. Hold your tongue out for me. I want to lick me off. When I finish, you turn me around. Then you maneuver your body beneath mine, so now I'm cowgirl style. As I place my book on your thighs, you grab hold of my arms. But wait, how am I supposed to turn the page? He answered, use your face. Now scoot back and bend that ass over. It is time for face, ride, and read. Poem. Thank you.
Woo. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's how we start.
Can we run back that opening line?
I almost spit my tea out. Shit.
just run back that opening line.
Oh.
I'll do it.
Here, eat my pussy as I read.
Yep, that left.
Yeah, that right.
I
want to
feed.
Talk to me.
I had to pause that.
Talk to me.
I had to pause that. I had to pause that for 1 second. Okay. All right. Now that I've paused and I've taken a deep breath, I see that I'm going to have to start taking drinks early. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready. I'm going to be transparent in saying I wasn't ready. I feel a little bit moisturized. I feel a little bit moisturized. Okay. Yes. Could we clap our fingers? Snap our fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Clap our hands.
Yep.
for that opening piece. I'm a little flustered. The imagery. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Give it up to T-Lo. That was quite. I wasn't ready. I was not ready. This wasn't. I wasn't. Steph Marie, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to mute my mic so I don't be breathing hard in the background. Everybody else,
All right.
And the mic is yours.
All right. So for me, this piece is a woman empowerment piece. What can compare to black pussy? I love my beautiful black pussy. There's power in black pussy. The audacity to call men any kind of pussy, but ain't nothing weak about black pussy. In hard times, who was by your side? Black pussy. In good times, who complimented your side? Black pussy. And in all times, we carry royalty inside. I'd be like Queen Sheba treasuring this black pussy. Now do you see the strength in black pussy? My strong brothers came from black pussy. My strong brothers be coming for black pussy. And when they weak, they get strong, exercising black pussy. Hear our ancestors? They speak from the deep wisdom of ancient black pussy. Damn, we got that divine black pussy. Wonderful, magical, extra far from ordinary pussy. Was it you who said they love black pussy? See, it's precious. So precious, we refuse to give strange lands our black pussy. So they enslave to steal from our brothers their black pussy. Raped us just to feel our black pussy. Displayed us as Sarah Bartman for the awe of our black pussy. Then entered our treasure womb to have steak and black pussy, because there be wealth for generations in black pussy. Now do you understand the value of black pussy? You can't just give any man black pussy. Ladies, love your black pussy. Uplift and embrace your black pussy. Reclaim your time with your black pussy. Now, shouldn't there be reparations for having black pussy? All mankind originated from black pussy. So again, I ask, what compares to black pussy? Do you dare shame my black pussy? Are you intimidated by this black pussy? All my ladies, take a stand for your black pussy. Make them understand the majesty of black pussy. How can we be left there with black pussy when we are the mothers from the motherland of all pussy? Now, ain't I amazing with black pussy? See how I be smiling with this black pussy. Confidence high as hell with black pussy. And sometimes I like to touch on this black. See, is there anything more tender than having a black pussy? What can grip your feelings like a black pussy? Feed your soul like a black pussy? Understand your woes like a black pussy? See how it glistens? It be this black pussy. Do you drink from the well of black pussy? The fountain of youth flows from black pussy. Because we stay dripping with all this black pussy. You want to be sipping all on this black pussy? You be right at home with black pussy. And ain't nothing warmer and wetter than black pussy. So again, I ask, can anything compare to black pussy? Where is your release, black pussy? What compliments your pee? Where are you safe to weep, black pussy? Then put to bed and sleep, black pussy. See how you rise for this black pussy? Your black dick salutes black pussy. And I be an empress with my crown straight sitting on the throne of my beautiful black pussy.
Let's give it up for the black pussy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Come on now.
That's that black pussy. Yeah.
That's what I love to hear. The women be like,
yes,
they just love. They come up to me, they like, man, I just love my black pussy, man.
I need that. I need to hear that recording, have that, like, in my playlist so I can listen to that every morning when I get up, you know, when you get full consciousness and
nope,
stand in the morning and be like, yeah, my black pussy got power, girl.
I'm just going to say,
Mojave is speechless.
Listen. Oh, there's nothing need to be said if it's already understood. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Guys, I like that piece. Damn.
Not hear me playing Jodeci in the background? Do you not understand?
Yeah.
I'm all in. Listen, you ain't got to tell me nothing. Listen. Look. I don't know who needs reparations. But we're here to help. Help you out. We believe in
everything.
I feel like giving a praise dance. Saying amen. I'm just saying. Yeah, that isn't a powerful piece.
Yes, it is.
I don't know who else would not feel empowered. The BP will empower you. It'll get you right.
Mm.
Matter of fact, you ain't had no feel sorry for people.
That's that black pussy.
Guys, y'all remember about a year or so ago when they did that thing, I do this for the dick. and I do this for the day and this and that. If that is this fits that black pussy joint, that's the answer to that right there. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I hear right doing there. That.
Okay.
I just poured myself a drink and knocked it over. That's how messed up I am. It's okay. Poured myself a drink, just knocked it over. I'm gonna need you and T Lo to stop knocking drinks out my hand, and you ain't standing nowhere near me. This is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. Don't be some thing. Problem. All right. Somebody's alarm is going off. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now
setting off alarms, knocking over drinks.
All right. Knocking over drinks and shit. I'm not going over my drink for the black pussy. Damn, I couldn't even think for the black pussy. Let me stop. Y'all give a round of applause.
Yes.
I'm just
love it.
I'm just listening. Y'all I wasn't expecting it. I was like, I was all prim and proper. I'm like, I'm looking at my notes. I'm like, yes, ask this question. Ask that question. Taylor made the part. And then you go, hey, you know, such a T.O. said, hey, blah, 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 eat my pussy. Black pussy. I'm like, I didn't do nothing. Usually I get blamed for shit. As soon as I come in the door, I'm like, these niggas is mad because of you, King Drip. You. I'm like, I ain't do nothing.
You just exist and it happens.
No, but it's filthy, but it's empowering because it's so true. You need some BP in your life. You need
filthy,
it.
Filthy, so good.
It's important. It's good. It's good for your skin. Speaking of which, K-Sofa, Tiara, did you get what I sent you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just rereading it again right now. Yeah.
All right. So let me know when you're ready. You want me to come back to you?
Oh, yeah. Come back to me. Give me about 2 minutes.
Give you like 2 minutes? All right. So here's what we're going to ask you. T. Lo and Steph Marie, we can go one more poem for each of you if you'd like while we're waiting for K-Sofa to get ready. Or would you like to go hop into this open mic?
We can do another piece.
All right.
Steph, you down with another piece?
Well,
yeah, I'm down. We can do another piece.
Let's go.
Let's give it.
T-Lo?
Okay.
T-Lo, let's go.
This is one of my favorite poems to perform. It's about how I wasn't a good woman to a good man. All right. Please forgive me for always making everything about me. You see, I wasn't mature enough then to understand that when you were silent with me, it didn't always mean that you had a problem with me. I was too insecure to consider that maybe your silence with me was also a form of communication, and that what you were actually communicating to me when you were silent with me was simply your need for peace, but instead I took your silence personally. You see, I internalized what I perceived as rejection for as long as I could suppress it. Then I projected my frustrations onto you when you least expected it. And then I expected you to understand me, but you never did. And you see, now I know you couldn't. Because the manner in which I spoke to you overshadowed my message. You know, I spoke to you crazy and in manners that till this day I regret. You see, I learned that year that men don't need love as much as they need respect. You see, I learned that love falters, but respect resonates. I learned that you break your man's spirit when you call him out his name. I learned that calling your man broke makes him resent you when he's paid. I learned that telling your man to man up when he's down is emasculating. I was always too egotistical to control my anger, but you always controlled your temper. Please forgive me for perceiving your laid-back nature as a weakness instead of patience. You see, I learned that year that men get tired and they walk around brokenhearted as well. I learned that when you say to your man, hey, I don't need you, that's the beginning of him being physically yours but mentally somewhere else. I beg your pardon for all the times I failed you as a woman, for all the times your efforts went unnoticed, for all the times I ignorantly believed that you didn't need a thank you for doing what a man's supposed to do. But you see, thank you shouldn't require a monetary gain or service exchange. You see, gratitude should have been something you felt from me freely and daily without fault. I was too comfortable receiving your all and not giving enough. I was too comfortable making you uncomfortable off the cuff. I was too busy criticizing your food choices to realize just how hard you labored for the cost. When I think back on it, like, loving me must have felt like a job. You must have felt overworked and underpaid. Please forgive me for the times you came home hungry from work and I failed to make you a plate. See, I learned that year that a weak man would bend to your will, but a strong man would push your ass away. You see, I learned the hard way that if you don't appreciate your man, somebody else will. See, I'm writing you this letter. I'm writing you this letter to tell you that I've learned so much since you left me. I learned that I became just like the people who hurt me. And I learned that I used the people who hurt me as an excuse for my actions. You see, I learned that in order to be somebody's peace, you must first master that shit without them. I learned that love is a dice game for a woman who's never seen her mother love correctly. I learned that a pretty face and good pussy won't keep a man, but will hook a boy you end up raising. I learned that you can't fault your man if he's less trusting of you when you're out with your friends, if you sit there and tell him all their personal business. I learned that a bad bitch and a queen are not synonymous. I realized that I pedestalized myself without merit. The humbling I experienced when you left me had me reevaluating the meaning of my whole fucking existence. You see, now I know that my grass was greener due to the quality of your maintenance. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for still picking up the phone for me that one time a year I call you and I don't speak. Thank you for still being patient enough with me to listen to me breathe. You see, because I learned what love was because of you, and you learned what it wasn't because of me. Thank you for loving yourself enough to leave me. It taught me a lot. Poem.
Y'all coming hard tonight. Ooh. Yo.
Damn.
Woo.
Damn.
Oh, black man. Ain't nothing like it. I'm trying to tell you. It goes beyond the stars. That was beautiful.
It was.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Just sit here and listen, I hear a lot of poetry. But a lot of times when you hear when you hear someone
speak their truth, mm-hmm. and you can hear it so clear, like you can feel it. You can feel your heart vibrate from the truth, because especially if you've been there, especially if you've broken someone, or you know, and you know it was your fault, or you know, you're taking accountability for your actions, everything else. And then you said, thank you for being strong enough to leave me, Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. You know, in him leaving
sometimes
me, it taught me a lot.
Listen, I can hear it in the words, man. Can we give a round of applause for T-Lo? That shit was, wow.
Thank you.
Like, the DJ side of me wants to put this track underneath. I want to put this glass instrumental underneath. I know what the glass instrumental does for me when I do pieces, especially when they're deep and it's my soul, like I'm talking about it. But, like, I automatically went and found out. I was like, yo, if I could just play this while you read that piece, shit. You have such a cinematic feel to your words. And it's like I can literally taste in my mind's eye the experience that you gave me through your words. So, thank you.
Thank you for saying that.
Yo, you are more than welcome. Thank you for coming on the podcast. And you know, I this open mic is going to be crazy. I can tell because I can hear people in their bags right now. I can hear the wheels turning and people get ready to get in their bags. Right. So I like that. I like that when everybody's like, oh, I'm going to get the bag right now. All right. So, Steph Marie, what you got in your bag?
All right. I'm going to try this poem. I've only read it a few times, and people have been feeling it lately. So it's one of my shorter poems. It's called Ex Non-Bitch. I be loving hard, but fuck that shit. I used to think vulnerability was attractive, but it's really a billboard for niggas to be non-reactive. Perceiving women showing their emotions as needy and weak, easy to attain, no challenge to see. They rather have a stuck-up bitch who wants to spend all their money with an attitude acting funny. Whole time they the ones with hella booze getting ran through, and I'm over here with my legs closed trying to love on you. And I used to think transparency made me worth the fight. But in hindsight, it was a green light for niggas to gaslight and make you feel like you can't do shit right. And victimize their bullshit, weaponizing the secret you told them in confidence. Now it's evident. Because how else would they throw it back in your face to feel worthless so they can justify the pain they cause as if your concerns are pointless? And I used to think reciprocation was the move. But in actuality, they'd rather choose the one who refused to respond to their DM saying, good morning, beautiful, every day, shooing you away, playing games, pretending not to see, waiting patiently for you to ask them on a date when they've shown zero signs they appreciate or truly interested because your ego missed it. While you reaching out consistently, they're going to take that free meal and move on expeditiously because you're too dumb to realize they've become another woman who's numb from giving their all to a nigga who ignored her for the bitch she's now become. Signed, Ex Non-Bitch.
Yeah, y'all come on some powerful pieces tonight. I'm sorry. Playback is going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was fire.
I see weird. There are no games to be played tonight. I just see that everybody just keeps knocking shit out. Hey, I'm not even going to pick up my drink till after y'all read y'all poems. I'm not even going to do it. I'm just going to put it down. Yo, wow. Wait, what's the piece? You said you used to think being transparent?
Yeah, it was worth the fight in the hindsight. Green light for niggas to gaslight and make you feel like you can't do shit right. I didn't even realize I memorized that part, but yeah.
Fuck.
It doesn't like when you're transparent, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I guess with the wrong person, they'll use it against you and make you feel like, oh, you're being transparent now. I know where her weakness is. Now I can use it against you. That's what gaslighting is.
Yeah, gaslighting is a very fucking real thing, like dead ass, and it goes back and forth. Like, you know, it's like this era of narcissism. Like, if you really start to study it, you know, and like me and Danielle have this conversation with, you know, at Lips too. We talk about this on War Council a lot. Like the narcissism that people apply in relationships, you know, no matter what the level is. The gaslighting thing is so, like, people always trying to make you feel like you're crazy for feeling what you're feeling, you know. And I like that portion of your piece I'm saying.
I mean,
okay. That's that love bomb.
So,
it's like, really?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like crazy before basic needs of seeing you, quality time, I'm crazy. Okay.
Yeah, listen. My love bomb and my trigger was my ex. Whenever she wanted to get at me, she would use sex. That was sex was her love bomb. So she'd be like, you know, the funny thing that made me laugh, when I watched the first time I watched Scott Pilgrim in the World, you said, "We are sex bomb." I was like, that's it. That's it right there. Anyway. Fantastic. Can we clap our hands? Stomp our feet and snap our fingers for Stephanie and T-Lo coming through.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. That was amazing. Kiana, I didn't get a chance to get to you to the other thing because I was doing things in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to work it out. So do you have the piece? Are you prepared? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Actually, you know what? While I forgot who it was, but she was speaking about how to better handle her man, and she kind of put me in like a love kind of mood. So I have a piece I'm going to read that's kind of on the topic of love, if that's okay.
Oh, you can do whatever you want to do. Absolutely. Okay. Let me pause and let me stop this music, mute this mic, and the mic is yours.
All right. So this is not a poem that I wrote. As he said earlier, I'm not a poet, but I will gladly read your poetry for you. This is a piece that I found. It's called Sensual. Love me. That's all I need. I want our lips to dance, perform that ritual of passion. Touch me. Let your fingers be drawn to my body and explore for themselves. Give me that erotic fragrance that hangs on you like a shadow. I want to kiss those lips again and again. It's my forbidden fruit, and it tastes so good. I want to caress you, hold you, love you, while I still have the chance. Who knows if tomorrow even exists? I can't get enough of your temptation. Under my skin, your hands are beautiful when you relax, letting go of everything, yet holding on to us. Your eyes burn with a consuming fire that warms us both with ecstasy, and I want more. I'm addicted. Don't let me go. I'm begging you. Your loving soul can guide us both as we dwell into sweet intimacy. Love me. That's all I need. Boom.
Beautiful. Beautiful, darling.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. It was. You have a really, really nice voice. It's very
thank
good.
You.
Yeah.
And how many languages do you speak again, Kiana?
Four and a half. Four and a half. I'm working on my fifth.
That is
wow.
Sexy.
That is.
Look,
thank you.
I wish you had kept the poem that I wrote that you read in French. I would love to hear that. Do you still have that?
Oh, I don't even. No, I don't think I have that one anymore. Mm-mm. No, I read it in Spanish, not French.
Damn it. Spanish, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. It was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have some things. Some things harden. Some things knock things off the desk. but it was a thing. It was definitely a thing. It was a whole thing. That's what it is.
Oh, you know what?
Right,
I just found it in my messages, actually.
We in trouble.
So wait,
so I can go ahead and rewrite this and come back to it later on if you want.
We'll come when you're ready. Let me know. Just tell me.
Okay.
I'm game for that. So good people. That was two rounds of us doing this. Can we give our features a round of applause, of amazing applause for doing the amazing pieces that they did? You know.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
Y'all brought it.
Amazing,
yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
But before we do that, matter of fact, before we do that, can we get Stephanie, how can people find you? So we read that to the information so that our listeners know where to find you, how to acquire your books and things of that sort. So let's start there. So how can people find poetess Stephanie Cole?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the best way to find me is on IG. I have my website on there. It has links to my books and everything. It has my upcoming performances. It has when I host my open mic. So you can find me on IG at Stephanie Cole. Excuse me, Stephanie Cole. That's S-T-E-F, not P-H. I don't know why everybody put P-H. But it's S-T-E-F-M-A-R-I-E Cole. And you'll see everything that I'm up to if you follow me. So, yeah.
All right, that's what's up. All right. T-Lo, how can people find you?
The best way to find me is really on Instagram. T-Lo is an acronym for The Lover of Words, and that is my IG handle. You can find me at The Lover of Words on Instagram. Hey, hit me up, see what I'm doing. I have a lot of things coming up. And I just want to personally say thank you to you for inviting me on this show. My first time doing a radio show like this, and this was quite the sexy experience. Thank you all for your feedback, and I really appreciate this experience. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. This has absolutely been fantastic and wonderful, and the energy is off the chain. And thank you for coming here and contributing and doing hellified poetry. And I wasn't ready for the first piece. And the second piece squeezed my heart. And Stephanie, hey, I heard that you're coming to see you real soon.
Okay. and like T-Lo, this is also I've done a podcast or nothing like this. This has been really fun. I truly enjoy everyone. For everyone that came through, Angel Kim, that's everybody, for your support of all of us. This is amazing. And thank you so much. This has been a whole vibe tonight.
No, don't even worry about it. We haven't even gotten around to the open mic yet. But we're going to come back. Kay Sopa, how can people find you? I know we talked about the skincare line, but you should repeat it again. And tell them how to find you. And how they can get your voice of choice on their messages and read and to read things.
Well, for the skincare, you can visit my site. It is www.innocent, that is INNAS, like Sam, C like cat, ENTS, organics.com. Also, if you are interested in me doing any voiceovers for you, reading anything that you have for any reason at all, you can always DM me and we can negotiate some prices. We can talk.
Hey, her stuff is good. Y'all go check out her website. That lemon cake salt scrub she has is amazing. And for us brothers, that blue agave, when I shave my head, I exfoliate it with that. And it works wonders. So y'all go support her.
Thank you.
All right, that must be Kiss. What up, Kiss?
That it is. How y'all doing?
What's happening, Brody?
What's going on?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. This is what we're going to do. We're going to mute mics. We're going to count down. We're going to start this open mic. As of right now, we're going to start off with the open mic. We're going to ask Angel Kim. Angel Kim, the sweet one, are you contributing anything this evening to the open mic?
Sure. What kind of pieces we doing?
Yeah, it's
I want to hear anything from my angel.
Sure. This is I can do something. This is the
all
last
right,
piece
so
I wrote,
you,
so.
I bet. Hey. Whatever you want to do. It's open mic. So the mic
I
is yours.
When you're first introduced to someone, you feel them out. You try to catch their vibe. You realize they're trying to catch yours too. But you get that temporary high. Getting lost in the blitz of it all, the excitement of getting to know an unfamiliar face. I mean, it's hard to believe that two people can create such a euphoric feeling. Placing you on cloud nine, never wanting to come down. Leaving you smiling as they become your every waking thought. You crave them more and more, so much so that you forget what it was like before they entered into your life. Basically getting lost in them, losing yourself along the way, forgetting who you were before them. But all things come to an end, and feelings go from sweet to bitter in the blink of an eye, leaving you wondering, how did you get here in the first place? What was it about them that left you feeling comfortable enough to allow them in your space and fooled enough into believing they are now your safe space? Because in reality, we should take our time with love, because love could be a fallacy. And heartbreak lasts forever, even though you learn to deal with it over the course of time. But that pain that you're introduced can consume you like a virus that spreads through you, poisoning you, leaving you dead inside, not wanting to open up yourself again. And see, you introduced me to a vibe you never planned to keep up with. While filling me with the energy that you weren't even in touch with. Me getting high off your energy because for the first time, someone turned me into poetry. For the first time, I became the lyrics to someone's heartstrings, or so I thought. Like a prisoner, you caged me with your words, locked me in my heart and my chest as you held the key. You had me recalling all the bad relationships I had been through, thinking you were the only one for me, that I needed to look no further. You had not fixed me. You just temporarily made me forget that I was damaged. I believed in love once again, believed that it was possible for someone to choose me like I had chose them, like I was finally an option, and then you walked away. Left me questioning how I felt for you in the first place. Was it your sensual charm, your flirtatious gaze, your richness of your voice, or the love that you gave me every day? Maybe it was the intensity between us that made me feel like we had known each other forever, or the butterflies in the pit of my stomach every time you said my name. Whatever it was, it left me attaching myself to you, and that was more damaging than good. And now, I know love is a risk, but what's riskier than a risk if no one is willing to risk it all, right? Love can't be one-sided. It has to be a mutual thing, because you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip no matter how hard you try. And I tried. I did. And you left me swallowing my pride, begging just for a piece of you, willing to hold on to your coattail because I couldn't fathom being without you. Trying to hang on to something that wasn't even meant to be mine in the first place, and left me wondering, why was I so hard to love? And now I have to remember you for longer than I've known you, because you will forever be etched in my brain, and now I write you into my history as I write on my pain. But today, today I'm going to fall in love, not with anyone else, but in love with the sound of my own feet walking away from people and things that aren't beneficial to me. Today, I'm going to fall in love with being alone. Today, I'm going to fall in love with finding my peace. Today, I'm going to fall in love with being okay with who I am because I am love, and love is me. Because all I have ever done was loved on others, no matter how they are or who they are or how wrong they may have treated me. So today, today, I'm going to fall in love with me.
That's motherfucking right.
Angel Kim.
Yes.
Yes,
girl. How you do it, Kim, baby. You better stop playing.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that poem went hard. I loved it.
Yeah.
So, y'all give it up for Angel Kim doing the super fly snippet. Off the chart. Off the chart. Off the
chart. Yeah. And I just got to love y'all. Y'all did a fabulous job. Amazing, amazing.
That poem was amazing.
Yeah.
I'll give it up one more time, Angel Kim. Come on.
Yeah.
She came through with the swiftness, boy.
Look, listen, y'all came in here on one, knocking drinks out of people's hands and shit.
I mean, we came in here, didn't we, boy?
You want to piss somebody off, smack the drink out their hands. See what they do. You know. Anyway, that's besides the point. That shit was fire, Angel. Thank you. All right. The Pearl and Negra. My favorite Philly talk.
Yes.
Do you perchance have something for us?
I got a little something for y'all. Just a little something.
A little something?
A little something.
Right, wait. Hold on. Y'all gotta pay attention to the music I'm playing in the background. They match the pieces. It's dope shit.
I hear what you're doing.
Oh, I'm swaying to it. Trust me. And that's why yeah. I can't get caught up. We could have been.
I'm gonna mute my mic. The Pearl and Negra, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Her Regret. Thought there was time left to mend it. So I made that effort to look one last time. But when I turned and reached for the hourglass, all the sand had fallen to the bottom already, and it just shattered at my hand's touch trying to turn it over, hoping we could start over. I ran out of time. Now my heart is just like that broken hourglass, tiny broken pieces, only I can't remove the slivers of pain from my hand because were too deep inside my core. We were done this time. I was so sure. The truth is, I ran too far from a gift I was being given because I had become unsure if we was good for me. Creating more than a cracked relationship, this is beyond repair. Making me sorry, my heart and soul gave up time once it's gone. Now the we is just a gentle whisper of a thought carried away on the wind. And like leaves falling in fall to the ground, all I can do through my regret is look and reminisce on what was supposed to be appreciation of his richness and realness of love. It said, do not have regrets, just learn lessons. Well, my lesson in this is I'm still learning. So though I will never speak on my love loss, perhaps to
those who can see thoughts and emotions through brightened skies and open eyes. The dreary, depressing blue story behind my eyes will teach. And that's that peep.
It was nothing little about that. Come on now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Man, I love that. Thank you. I love your voice as well and your delivery. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, that's La Perla Negra. One half of the Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy. One half of the other Philly John, Miss VIP, is also on here. But I don't know if she's here, but we'll get to her in that minute. But y'all clap y'all hands, snap your fingers, and stomp your feet for Perla Negra.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You make it hard not to sing to this music, huh?
You know what I do.
This much shit. Yeah.
I'm just going to say it like this.
What song is this?
If you ever get the chance, if you listen to especially Win 22 when they hop on tracks and they spit the tracks like this, it makes you love the music even more because it's your own personal poetry break. As people say in the fly shit, possible, but from that angle, it's crazy. So when y'all do fly poetry, it needs to have a soundtrack. So that's what I like to do. So yeah, sway, rock with it. Understand, we matching energy over here. That's what we're doing on the podcast. That's what I'm like, you know, I'm going to get you that track to read to it. So I'm just telling you, just for me. I'm going to get you this instrumental just so you can read that piece over it. I'm going to tell you it's going to take it in a whole different direction and fuck people up when you do it. I promise you. I'm cussing on my own podcast with me. Anyway. All right, for real, don't fire me. Don't fire me. Even if you fire me, I'm going to show up to work tomorrow like ain't nothing.
Right?
Anyway, so we're going to go to the great state of VA. We're going to go to my favorite, the Pussy Tiger, with Lisa Lips. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, I'm going to mute this mic. The mic is yours.
This piece is called Blind. I wonder how it feels to be loved unseen by a man who doesn't know daylight. Does his lack of one sense increase his skills in all others? If a man can only see with his hands, will his touch show you things you never knew about yourself? Will his kisses probe into depths of your soul that a sighted man can't fathom? Will the scent of my skin arouse rivers of desire that seeing me in my lingerie can't touch? And can the taste of my cookie bring forth his sweet cream in ways unknown to open eyes? Will the sound of my voice arouse his need way past anything envisioned by eyes wide shut? And if I blindfold my sighted lover, will it increase our connection? All these things I wonder. Can you show me? Poem.
The way you started that poem was so powerful.
Yo, question from a real woman. Man, I'm trying to tell y'all coming. Oh,
damn. Y'all created this vibe. We just following suit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all women are making me think. I had to pull out a good one.
And that you did.
I used to work for a blind man. And I realized how much more he was in tune with the things that I did that I didn't think about. Like, if I changed my perfume, he would notice. Or if I wore my, if I came in not feeling quite myself, he could feel that energy, you know, those kinds of things. And it made me start to think about how much different would it be if me, my 5'3", 200 plus pounds, was only perceived by what you knew outside of what you saw.
Oh my God.
And that's that piece right there too. Girl, stop playing.
I mean, you really just gonna take me
right?
Okay. I need me a blind man. See me, see me. You know what I mean?
Those little things right there are actually things that we wish those men had taken notice to. Just the small things like that. Oh, baby, you changed your perfume. Smell good. I like that new scent on you. Shit like that. You know what I mean? Just the little teeny noticeable things that they bring to light. That just, that honey, make you do kegels and just keep you smiling.
Make you
want to
lick it too.
Hey.
I know that's right.
But you know what? Right, yeah, that right there, though, that's making love to you right there.
Right.
You don't even have to touch you physically, okay? Whew, Lord, I saw another piece coming on. I'm about to pipe. Oh, this is my shit right here.
I'm trying to pay.
All right, Alva, I hear you. What's my shit? Yeah. I need to go out this weekend. I gotta find me an outfit. Damn it.
I know that's right.
I wish I was closer. I would go with you.
I'm
about to shave my ass. I think we broke Javi. He ain't said a word this go round.
Javi, are you muted, baby?
Damn it. I've been muted.
I can feel you talking.
And I'm like, come on, we gotta move forward, blah, 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 we got bad people to think, blah, blah, blah. I was like, clap your hands up. I'm here, and I forgot I was like, now. So, you know, this is how you know you fucking somebody up, because they can't move you, not anyway, I can only miss four shows in three years, and I still can't get myself a goddamn mute. There's a problem here.
Nah, baby, it's just good vibes and great poetry, that's all.
Listen, this is what we do over here at the 50 Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network. You know, sponsored by Raw Link.
Most definitely.
Right. So look at, you know, shout out to Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet, for providing us with a platform that allows us to do this type of vibe and the beauty. And thank you to all the people who came out, specifically our teachers and everybody rocking, because it's a whole bop right now. Anyway, we're gonna move forward. We're gonna go over to Mr. Obey, aka Keep It Simple, Kiss the Poet, Kiss my kinsman. Are you there? Kiss, are you there? Kiss, are you there? All right, we're gonna come back to you, Kiss. We're gonna go to area code 506. Area code 506, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, it's Lady A.
Hey, Lady A, what's going on?
Not too much. How are you?
I am in fine form. Do you have a piece that you will be sharing with us this evening?
I do. And it is called I am Sorry.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Three words. I am sorry. Spoken when a person hurts another. He has no time to help her. Nonverbal communication speaks louder, disgruntled, irritated, agitated if she opens her mouth for requests. Hateful, selfish, self-centered, any utterance disturbs him. It shows on his face, his manner. My God, he has no grace. She cries when thus she is treated unwanted, an unimportant soul. The apologies are less than insincere and repeated over and over again. He cannot stand confrontation of any kind. A simple discussion nearly makes him blind. She pleads for his understanding. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, he says. He thinks those words will shut her up, give him peace of mind. Sadly, he has destroyed any love she had inside. Tragically, her spirit died. Unable to communicate, his lack of tenderness, his disinterest in her feelings, tells her he does not care. What's worse if he does not see these things is that he does not see these things. How can he fix what he doesn't recognize? No love to help him through. Respect and honor, love and adoration is enough to treat the one you love the way they deserve. It's not so difficult to do because you love them and want to treasure their heart. So if contempt and indifference continue to dominate, he shows you he doesn't love you. Cut the ties and run away. End poem.
Okay, Diva. Come through, Lady A.
All right, come on, Lady
better.
A.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
All right, Lady A. Thank you for coming through. The great country of Canada, as we like to say, Canada. Thank you for participating. How you feel about the show this evening? You having a good time?
Yeah. Calling in late, but I'm calling in just the same.
Okay. Well, thank you. Y'all clap y'all hands, stomp y'all feet, snap your fingers for Lady A.
Thank
you. Woo-woo!
All right, we're going to come back. Kiss, you there?
Yeah, I am. I apologize. I was just getting back. I was getting my life together.
Oh, that's perfectly. It's perfectly okay, good brother. So, are you ready to rock?
I am. I'm about to share a piece that I'm not going to share too often. So, for those who are listening, y'all about to hear something you probably won't hear again.
Well, the mic is yours.
I said, the bitter truth is not seeing you every day is hard, but not having you in my life is worse, but I'm learning to adjust my sweet lie. I hate this place, and more than I hate this place, I hate you. But we all know that's a lie. I'm lost without you. Yet found this limbo that I reside in has other women. Poetry, cities, states, and towns, but you own them. There's a leash around my neck that you no longer hold, but every time I try to get away, it's you that's pulling. I go on dates, perform, and sleep with other women, wondering what it is that you're doing. And when I allow my mind to wander, I find myself blaming you for all of the things that it is I'm doing. I hate this place and love everything about it. Growing and living under one roof, headed in different directions, spending a lot of time in the same space but not together, I cherish those few times we were together. Remembering those few moments you told me you loved me and I felt it. Not responding to some of your nice text messages, trying to save them, being myself. Reminding you of your father, feeling bad about myself, knowing that the only man you truly loved, I'm not him. I hate this place, but love this job. PB, Mr. E, and sometimes Dad, I made a promise to love them with or without us, and what others didn't understand about our relationship, I said it way back then, and I still mean it now. Fuck them. I never dreamed to live in or seek what was normal. My only desires was to have a family, live well, and grow old with you. Now I purposely try to avoid anything that has to do with you. Afraid to travel to certain places, I'm not ready to live mine and see your truth. I hate this place. I see where I'm going. And I know you can't make it, but still wish you were coming. I hate this place. Because I love you.
Wow.
I felt
the
that
transparency.
One.
Y'all are being very transparent tonight, and I'm loving
you.
This.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you gotta make it hard.
Yes.
Loving you is like a fire. Get that shit.
Yeah. Tell me what
you
want.
That touched me in a particular way, B. I know exactly where you are. I know exactly what that shit feels like, B. That is the, yo,
whoo,
man. I had flashbacks. I had to play that song. I had serious flashbacks, B. Whoo, man.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening.
Incredible, man. Listen, bro. Listen, I'm here. Listen, man. I've been there. I had that moment, man. You just be like, yo, I was like, listen, all I wanted was this, and then you make it so fucking hard, and I just want to be this, and you got me hating you about this. And it's like, you know, that duality, the shit that runs in your mind. Woo!
I had to, in the beginning, I called out all my fault. You know, in a relationship, it takes two to tangle. And I wasn't perfect in it, but shit, I know I didn't deserve what I got.
Now listen, bro. You know, at the moment you open your hands and you let go, it's the moment you open your hands and receive something greater. So, yo, be, listen, the only way through is to go through it. I know it's hard.
There you go.
You know, I know it's hard. But when you get through and you open your hands, blessings are going to be that much more greater. That's why I'm like, give yourself over to it so you can build your heart, your struggle muscles up. You got it. Trust me. Yeah. Even to this day, man, I feel it makes you say something.
Guru.
Yeah. Huh?
You love Guru tonight. I hear you love Guru.
I love Guru tonight. Me. No, me. Nah, I'm just saying, I've been there. I know what that shit feels like.
I know.
That shit is not, it is not a fun feeling. It is not a fun feeling. You know,
that's that I hate that I love you kind of shit, man.
Right?
I know.
Anyway,
it feels better to be able to speak to the other side, though.
Yeah, beautiful piece.
Listen, we get past it. Now, before, all right, because we at 10:55 p.m., right, and you know it's a school night, and we got some other things. I'm going to ask, I see a couple of my favorite poets on here that I would like to hear a piece from, because I know she comes to me like a rare epiphany is in here. Rare, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Rare.
Right, so.
Hey, got me all in my damn feelings. Y'all are killing me this evening. I can't take it.
Man.
I need a nap.
Listen. Listen, it's bad. I started out dropping my laptop. Started out that way. Matter of fact, Danielle saved the day. He saved the whole day. The whole day was saved. Y'all need to give a round of applause for Danielle.
I blame the teachers. They started this shit.
Everybody just came in here and just wrecked. Y'all wrecking hearts and waking us up and just giving us transparency and your flow. Oh my God, incredible poetry. I'm just glad to be a part
The beauty of it. All right, so Rare. Can I request a piece for this evening?
Okay.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, sure.
The mic is yours.
Okay. I'm sorry for loving you without apology, for staring into the abyss of your pain and fear and never seeking to steer clear of you, for running straight into your fire with no desire to not get burned. I thought I'd earned the privilege of loving you point blank, period. No caveats or hesitations, no reserved for special occasions, just my heart open wide. Holding you on the inside at all times, never struggling to find reasons to let you in home, is what I have always been, even when you stopped coming home at the nighttime of your life, when you wiped your name off the mailbox, dropped your keys in the lockbox and never said a word, moved to a private loft in the suburbs of your mind like I wouldn't find you there, like after all this time I couldn't trace the frequency of the very air you breathe. You are part of me. Your name is on the deed. This is still your house, even if you no longer want it as your home. It belongs to you. Pretending it doesn't won't do a thing except bring down the property value since you refuse to maintain it. Ain't it a shame that unclaimed things rust and fall apart? How the heart of them shatters when the weight of the empty becomes too much. It was too much to ask you back in. You probably never wanted to live here to begin with. So forgive these ever-open arms. I'm sorry for wanting to be the calm inside every storm, to be your shelter and your warmth in the cold and rain of every day. I had no way of knowing you liked wandering in the dark, or at least you were so accustomed to it that you wanted no parts of house and home, that you liked to roam in your own wilderness without the aid of my compass. You don't want to be found. And the home I had in you, well, it crashes down around me, and I am standing here in this raging tempest trying to be home to an owner that don't want me no more. Locked the doors, turned in the keys, and me, I'm sorry.
And you talking about what we doing. We going deep, baby.
Knee deep in it. I mean, I'm up to my neck in emotion now. It's,
yeah.
Balls
deep.
God.
I felt that peace double myself. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear the teardrop in her voice?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you're on mute again.
I'm not on mute.
Okay.
I am not on mute.
I didn't hear you that time.
I just let the music speak for me. And I play it all like things are We only got 23 seconds. If you haven't gotten in here, it's going to shut off for the Blog Talk Lady. But we got two more poets. Okay, the Blog Talk Lady is turning up the volume. I had to let that rock. Sometimes you gotta let the vibe speak. That shit had me in my feelings. God damn it. Can God damn it, man. Shit. Fuck. Yeah. Can you stomp your feet, clap your hands, and snap your fingers for that motherfucking piece? Yeah. Damn. Man, shit. If you want to know the name of the song, y'all gonna have to Shazam it, or go back to the playback. Now I saw. Oh, you still hearing here too? All right, hold on. Hey, Zelina, are you there?
Hello?
Zelina, are you there? Hello? Can everybody hear me?
Well, I can hear you.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
We
can hear you.
Yeah.
Can
hear you.
She said
what it sounded like.
I was trying to get Zelina. What? Apparently we're not, she's not there. All right, so we're going to go back to Kiana. Kiana, are you ready?
Yes, I am, and I actually found some Spanish poetry that I can read to you also.
Well, shit. Come on. One time for the one time. The mic is yours.
Okay. All right, here we go. This one is called, it translates to, I Can't Stop Thinking About You. Por una mirada, un mundo. Por una sonrisa, un cielo. Por un beso, yo no sé qué te diera por un beso. Tu cabello, tus ojos, tu mirada. No dejo de pensarte. Entera eres mi pensamiento, desde tu ternura hasta dulzura. Entera eres mi sueño. No dejo de extrañarte y no puedo dejar de amarte. Cuerpo de mujer, blancas colinas, muslos blancos. Te pareces al mundo en tu actitud de entrega. Mi cuerpo de labriego salvaje te sobaca y hace saltar el hijo del fondo de la tierra. Fui solo como un túnel. De mí huían los pájaros y en mí la noche entraba su invasión poderosa. Para sobrevivirme, te forjé como una arma, como una flecha en mi arco, como una piedra en mi onda. Pero cae la hora de la venganza y te amo. Cuerpo de piel, de musgo, de leche ávida y firme. Ah, los vasos del pecho. Ah, los ojos de ausencia. Ah, las rosas del pubis. Ah, tu voz. lenta y triste. Cuerpo de mujer mía, persistiré en tu gracia. Mi sed, mi ansia sin límite, mi camino indeciso. Oscuros cauces donde la sed entera sigue. Y la fatiga sigue, y el dolor infinito.
Oh, oh no, you the baddest.
Ay, Dios mío.
Fue hermoso.
Bien hermoso.
But I'm saying yes.
Esta mujer puede leer en español.
Sí, sí, mami.
I'm just saying.
Ay, ay, Dios mío, cómo. No esperaba eso.
Beautiful. Oh my God.
I'm just feeling some kind of way. This, that's a good way to
everybody
get blood into your nether region. Hey! Can y'all stomp y'all feet, clap your hands, clap y'all fingers?
That's a bad girl right there.
I'm trying to tell you.
Ooh,
I'm trying to tell you. I'm just, listen.
Look at this.
Hey.
Thank y'all. All right. Appreciate it.
Listen. Anyway, I see area code 770. Who's that?
Peace, Mouse, the Seaway.
I thought it was you, sis. I was like, why are you hanging out on the bottom, like, chilling, like you? So now I know you're here, you know, and it's open mic. Come on, sis. I left your mic open on purpose, because I was like, So can I get a poem, please, sis? 2020.
Thank you. Thank you. Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. Why? A question never meant to be answered, a trick, because for every answer there is another question. Why? When she thinks about how it all happened and how it happened right before her eyes and how she couldn't do anything to prevent it, she crumbles on the inside. The invisible skeleton that holds her presence upright slides down empty space. There is a shadow in her smile that betrays her, the shadow of a haunting, gnawing doom that promises to remain. They all think they know so much about it, and it makes her blood boil to listen to them pontificate about how to do this inconceivable thing, moving on, they call it. Little do they know she is an expert in moving on. By her calculation, she is only half alive, yet she still goes to work, talks on her cell phone, buys groceries, watches television, and washes her ass. She is moving on. She sees the way they shake their heads and suck wind slyly between their teeth when her head is turned. She is the new stuff for the gossip machine. They pack her misery into their mouths and crank it up. Girl, do you see the way she mopes around? It's pitiful. Yeah, child, you'd think somebody died. She's getting fat, too, you know, smoking like a chimney stack, too. I would never let no man make me feel like that shit. I don't need no man that bad. I know, girl, that shit must have been good. Ha. Big fun they have on her account, and she tries real hard at first to hide the pain and shame and makes excuses that leaves the impression this is something she can wrap her mind around, saying how it's just temporary until they both have some time to breathe, which isn't a total lie. mostly a knee-jerk reaction in response to the question that hit with sudden, uncontrollable impact, even when she knows they will ask her, where is he? How is he doing? But the pressure of saying the words with a straight face becomes oppressive like a vice on her windpipe, forcing tears to well up and continually burn her eyes, because it's not a total lie, just mostly, since they both don't need to breathe, only him. And since he said maybe one day they might get back together, she could loosely translate that into temporary. So she begins to simply flatly say, we're not together, a short closed statement that covers it all without detail and hopefully discourages any further inquiry, especially the way she says it with finality. I don't want to discuss it. Fuck 'em all becomes her new response, the one that allows her to inhabit the pall that dims her once effervescent personality, and everybody should know it. It's a myth. Why? The question is why. The answer is why. That after he asks you to marry him, he can leave you. That after he becomes a part of your family, he can disappear. That after everyone knows the two of you as a solid couple who they look at and smile and sigh, knowing that there is still true love in the world, having witnessed your mutual public displays of grand affection repeatedly, he can just up and leave you to fend for yourself out there alone. The question is why. It is a myth. It is a myth that there is an answer to the question, why? Nasa phone, thank you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just go on and say my name.
That is the $1 million question. Why? Make it make sense.
That's usually the question that never gets an answer, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, just gotta make your peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I didn't ask Vivi. Hey, Vivi. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to read?
I can.
Well, come on one time for the one time.
I don't know what kind of vibe we're going on here, but I'm feeling better frisky tonight, so I'll end it with this. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you feel frisky, feel frisky. Hey, we take it all over here. Come on. Vivi, before I do that, can we stomp our feet, clap our hands, snap our fingers for the Seaway, rocking a piece? Got to do that.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank you for sharing. And don't forget every Tuesday and Friday, Sunrise Scribe. Gotta get up early in the morning, 7:15. Come out here, get some writing, get some soul, get some everything in there. It happens, it goes down. It's small, it's intimate, but it's a true chance to write and see each other's souls. Dope shit. Person put it all together, my sister, my 22 and twin. Who we are celebrating our birthdays on Saturday, just so that y'all need to know that.
Yes.
We are in there, like somewhere. We are celebrating our birthday. Taurus.
Because he gave it back to me.
Okay, we got a lot going on in the background. All right, are we still here?
Yes.
Hello? All right, good. I don't know what was happening. Vivid, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, come on. One time for the one time. Come on. Mike is your.
Yeah, I did a prompt. The pen inks. I like how your pen inks. Okay. I like Kaya's pen ink. It splashes colors in my mind that brings memory beyond capacity. Sex gasms got me spinning. My wind is winded. Please don't shortchange me. My pen wants to overtake my situation, but I don't do situationships. Flip me over in your mind. Skip, jump, fuck, then get stuck. Now come down. Because your words feel like love in my gasm. Overtaking my mind, making me spasm. It gets a little freaky from here. Your words cause contractions in my ovaries, overtaking me mentally while making imaginary babies. But I'm done now. Let's clean up and start again. Let's get caged in like a yellow bird singing. I'm stripped. I need to be dipped in ink. Please speak to me through calligraphy. I will capture your words, spin them around, and walk them through my story. Forgetting nothing because my ink shakes, then spits, rhymes in my memories. I'm amazed at how things ink. The words on my page stop, then think, create meanings that mean so much to me. Let me take you through my story. And remember, thoughts flow through my mind, and I think, then I rhyme, ink, pen, ink, then overtake my story. So, part one, I need you to make love to me. I'm about to go off of the deep end, so please catch me. I can't swim, because when I jump, I need you to be ready, because I'm landing, and it might be a little unsteady or make no sense at first, but as I'm releasing, I want you to be fenced in while I'm standing. Poetry me, please. I love the rhymes of your sweet melodies. Excuse me, Daddy. I need you to navigate under me so deeply into my belly. Pull my hair and make me scream. With my trembling intestines, I'm guaranteed to cream. Let me scream deep into my pillow. Suffocating while spraying the windows inside and out. I'm having sex gasms, spasms, raging, I can't talk, lick me please, then make love to me. Lay down please, I want you to whisper in my ear, I'm jumping off of the deep end, but when I jump, I'm going to land. It will be a little bit unsteady, but please, please, please catch me, for I'm introducing the depth of this erotic fantasy.
I like my hair pulled too. Shit. Job. Yes, yes, yes.
Did she just say I like my hair pulled too? I know that's right.
Yes, yes I do. Yes, and I got hair for days. Yeah, handful.
You know,
grab the back of my neck and just. Make me remember your name. Oh, yes, please. Dog.
Oh, hey, Sue.
Danielle, come back. Come back, Danielle. Come back. Come on.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm back. I'm back.
You still went between
dynamic.
Fantasy and flashback. I don't know where you was at. Come on back. Come on back.
I'm here. I'm here. Yeah. Can we okay.
Who's up?
Come on.
Who's
up? Come on. All right. Well, listen. All right. So. Wait a second. This is my favorite part.
You can take it, girl. Oh, make it whenever you want it. When
while your fastness in my bed, my beard will lightly touch your neck, then your chest, then your breast, as you begin to tie your legs, my thighs from your own personal wire as lightly as I can. You should have listened to your man. And now a slow graze of my face as each hair becomes fingers massaging you at a slow pace. Give you grace as I command to watch how your nipples stand. You're wet, feels wetter. Hot like sweater on late spring day, I move closer and closer to the edge of your preciousness. Each light touch edging you as I tell you to ask for it. And you'll say, please. And I say, beg for it. And you say, oh God, please. And when I yell for you to say it, you'll say, yes. Master, please. I'll slowly get down on my knees. I stick out my tongue and begin to lick lightly. You slow, your hips buck and bronco. The buckle, the honey rose I suckle as I suck deeper with each finger I now thrust, test, trade, and thrust over and over and over. I'll get up and wipe my face and move over and slowly slide my engorged mother into the mouth of your face. Keep pace. I'm slowly slow and methodical, in and out with grace. Your mouth so warm, a storm rages between your hips as you beg for me to slide between your nether lips. Can the Lord take the wheel? You just need to feel, just need that hammer to pound out that feeling. The connection stuff, your orgasm's real. Mom, haven't entered you yet. Mom.
Wow, love. Yeah.
Did you say give me all of you or give all of you to me? Goddamn it. Shit.
I'm still at nether lips.
You at all? Then you playing Obey in the background. You really playing Obey in the okay, now, where's my mute button? Shit.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's how those things happen. That's how that went. I make no apologies. I'm sorry, actually, my sister on here, I'm sorry. I didn't want to see that portion of this. I think that was good. Okay. I'm going to pray tomorrow when I get up. I'm going to go pray before I go to sleep. Thank y'all. For the peace. I want to thank everybody for coming out this evening. I want to thank Steph Marie, Poetess Steph Marie Cole, the lover of words, T-Lo. I want to thank Kay Sopa, a.k.a. Kiana Monet, for rocking with us, providing us with an incredible evening of super dope poetry and giving the basis for us and just laying this whole vibe. This whole thing was about the energy. The energy of everything that happened this evening was amazing. I want to thank LaPro La Negra, Lisa Lips, Kiss the Poet, Viv the Poet, Zarina, Rare Tiffany, my sister, Afro Queen, a.k.a. a.k.a. for Seaway. I want to thank everybody for listening. I know that the boss man is on the plantation, so I know he can't really talk right now, but I want to thank everybody that came through, Angel Kim, and multiple people who were in and out the whole night listening to things. Zarina, we see you. How do y'all feel about this season? Y'all had a good time? Did y'all have a good time?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes.
It was expected incredible.
Yes.
Excellent.
Experience.
So the playback should be ready in about 15, 20 minutes. Those who need it, I'll make sure that I get it to you. I'll download it and send it to you directly. You might need to zip it, depending on the size of it. If it has to be zipped, I'll let you know now. I'll just send it to you via email. But thank you for an incredible night. I had a fantastic time. I hope you had a fantastic time as well. The energy was off the chain, and it was a lot of fun. It was beautiful. Thank y'all for coming. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Good night,
good
everybody.
Night. Yeah.
Good night,
though.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for everybody coming.
Good night, everybody.
Thank y'all for watching.
So damn dope.
Check us out. If you want to check us out, We have something here at Epiphany every day. Every day we keep this whole slate filled. Tomorrow, LaProva Nigga, what are y'all doing tomorrow?
I haven't come up with a topic tomorrow, but it is now, and I meant to tell you how it's called the Erotic Love Zone from here on in. I haven't come up with a topic yet, but y'all come on through. Same time, 9 o'clock on Epiphany Radio. I know you're going to love what we come up with, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretty sure. Bring your water shoes. It's going to be great. Bring your water.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, everybody, thank y'all for coming. This podcast will self-destruct in 10, 9, 8,
Peace.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
love to everyone.
2.